This is a short primer on prenuptial agreements. I represent mostly men in divorce and custody cases. With regard to divorce cases, if a man doesn't have a prenuptial agreement in place when he gets divorced, and if he's a high earner and his wife isn't, or if he has accumulated a lot of assets during the marriage as a result of his earnings, he is going to lose probably half of his earnings. Half of his assets that he accumulated, and he's going to have to pay a significant portion of his earnings to his wife for some period of time after they get divorced. This will cause many men to spiral into depression, frustration, general dissatisfaction, and outrage at the system, because they don't really understand it until it happens to them. We all know this. We read about it in the news. We hear about it from people. But when it happens to you, you go into shock almost. You realize that half your assets and a good chunk of your income is going to be going to someone that no longer wants to be with you, or you no longer want to be with. It's a very difficult thing to deal with. And if you're paying out money over a long period of time to your ex, it can feel like slavery. In fact, it is. If you don't make the payments and you're able to do so, she can take you to court, have you held in contempt, and throw you in jail. The judge will do it. And so it's a very serious thing, and you need to take it seriously before you get married. So if you're a male, or a female for that matter, and you're a high earner, but I'm focusing on males because usually they're the ones that are making more. That's the general rule still nowadays, even in 2015, 2016. This is the norm. So you should get a prenuptial agreement, what we call a premarital agreement now. We use different terminology, more politically correct terminology. I really don't care what we call it. It's basically a document that sets forth what's going to happen if you and your spouse-to-be ever end up getting a divorce, which, as we know, the statistics are that half of all marriages end in divorce. Now, I'll talk about that statistic in a different podcast because that's flawed as well, but let's just assume it's 50% of all marriages. That's a pretty high rate of divorce, and the numbers speak for themselves. You need to protect yourself because things may seem wonderful now, and they should, because you're about to get married, you love your fiance, and you want to spend your life with her, you want to have children, you want to do all these wonderful things. But I know from over 19 years of experience that this changes in a good number of the cases, and people end up becoming very bitter toward each other. And that woman that you love so much is going to try to take you down at some point if your marriage ends up going astray. So you need to protect yourself. And the best way to do that is to have a prenuptial agreement in place before you get married, okay? There are postnuptial agreements, and we could talk about those in a different podcast, but let's focus on prenuptial agreements because I think they are the safest. And we'll talk in a different podcast about how to effectively do this. You can't just go write something up on a piece of paper or a napkin, have her sign it, and think it's going to protect you later. No, you need to do it the right way. But let's assume you do it the right way. You go through an attorney's office, she has representation, you're both represented, you do a formal binding document that's legally recognized. What this is going to do for you is it's going to prevent you from having a catastrophe where you lose so much of your hard-earned assets and wealth and all and future earning. In other words, you could become a slave. You become a person that must work to support somebody who no longer gives a shit about you. Okay, it's a very difficult thing to be in. So the way you deal with it is to have it all in writing right from the outset. What happens if the two of you ever go your separate ways? And you can do a whole variety of different things in a prenuptial agreement. It's a very useful document. And in another podcast, I'm going to go through some of the different things that you can do. But But for now, the point of this particular podcast is for you to understand the significance of a prenuptial agreement that is important, that you must highly consider it, and you should get one to protect yourself. Now, she isn't going to like it. She's going to get upset. She's going to think you don't love her. She's going to, of course, I mean, she's, and that's understandable because she thinks that you're thinking that you guys might part ways, and that undermines her trust in your commitment to the relationship. And I understand that, and she's got a point. But the facts are the facts, and you've got to look out for yourself, okay? Because if you want to be a nice guy and don't get this document, you're going to pay for it down the road. You're going to come into my office, and you're going to be wringing your hands and pounding your fist on my desk, frustrated as hell when I give you the bad news that you're going to have to shell out a bunch of money to her. And you're going to hate it. And you're going to hate the system. And you're going to hate life. And you're going to hate everything. And you're going to be so miserable. Well, guess what? You can prevent a lot of that right now by having some courage to say, no, look, I love you, but we need to get this document in place just in case. Just in case, because the odds are the odds. It will never happen to us if I can ever help it. But if it does, I want this in place just so that we know exactly how it's going to go. And we can save ourselves a bunch of legal fees fighting over who gets what. Because believe me, a divorce case can be very expensive if the two parties are fighting bitterly over a variety of issues. You can spend thousands and tens of thousands and even more on such battles. So you want to prevent that if you can. And so you have to package it. And I'll give you some tips on that too, in yet another podcast on how to explain to her, to this woman you love and who loves you and you're in love with and you guys are soulmates, how do you talk about this with her in a way that she will go along with it and understand that it's not that you don't love her or care about her, but you just want to make sure that you take care of yourself. If you can't take care of yourself, how are you going to take care of her, right? So this is important. That's the point. Remember it. Come back for another podcast because I'm going to go over some of these things in detail, some of the legal aspects of how to put these things together properly. We'll talk about how to discuss the topic with your significant other so that she or he, again, I understand in some cases it's the opposite. The woman makes more and she needs to protect herself. But again, for the most part, it's the male. So I will go over these things and other issues as well that are related to this. So check back. I've got some interesting things ahead. And thank you for listening.